This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Officials in six western states say they've agreed on key elements of a plan to dramatically cut the amount of water they use across the Colorado River Basin. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
Colorado is one of the states that signed on to key parts of a possible conservation plan, which was announced shortly before a federal deadline to agree on cuts to help shore up water levels in two key reservoirs fed by the Colorado River, which has been depleted by drought, population growth, and climate change. The biggest user of the river's water, California, did not sign on to the approach. Water managers there will release their own plan. Federal officials say they will consider both when they issue new regulations in March. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Colorado got mixed grades from the American Lung Association in an annual report on tobacco prevention policies. The state got an A for coverage and access to services to quit tobacco, a B for the strength of its smoke-free workplace laws, but funding for state tobacco prevention programs earned a D, and it got an F for its handling of flavored tobacco found in many vaping products. Tobacco use takes the lives of more than 5,000 Coloradans each year. It's a mixed bag for Colorado businesses so far this year. CU's Executive Director of Business Research, Brian Lewandowski, says the economic outlook is dimming for the second half of this year, with consumer spending slowing down in the U.S.
That's the backdrop that we have as we think about a slow growth environment in 2023.
A growing number of businesses were behind on their registration filings at the end of last year. Still, there was a spike in the number of new companies formed as well, according to a report from the Secretary of State and CU. This is CPR News and KRCC. Up next, it's The Takeaway.